traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you. Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show. My name is Kelly Rayburn. For the hour show, you're listening to the Community Living Show on ENCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our two flagship stations on the West Coast, Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, and our full-hour show, CITR 101.9 FM. Michael Rubin is away. On this episode, I will be talking to DB Interview, that we did a couple of weeks ago, so it's all new. So you'll be able to listen to DB on our interview. Of course, DB does a show on CITR program called the Access. I got a All Access Pass that is happening on Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. And I was talking to her. Just, again, a couple of weeks ago on some issues and on her day-to-day life that she normally does. That's the what we're doing for my segment of the program. So, anyways, we will have the questions about the issues of the Bus Pass program of do you agree on this situation on the eliminating on the Bus Pass program. And we got about quite a few people who wrote back. So we will dip into the email in just a few moments. Anyways, here is the interview that I did with DB. The Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, our half-hour show, flagship station, CFRO Co-op Radio 100.5 FM, and our full-hour show on CITR 101.9 FM, also in Vancouver. I'm Kelly Rayburn. I'm here with DP Leo, who does a show on CITR show called Access, All
and
Access Pass.
I also do a week or a yearly show called Access Day, which you are also part of.
We're all part of Access Day. That's right.
Yeah.
So, tell me about your show, All Access Pass.
So, All Access Pass started in November 2015. So, it's very new. And CITR basically wanted to have a weekly show featuring topics on accessibility, disability, you know, making it more inclusive on the radio airwaves for people with disabilities, because there's not a lot out there in your mainstream radio programming, right?
Very much similar to what our show is all about, too.
Exactly, yeah. So it's similar to Community Living Show, except, you know, we go beyond not only in campus, but beyond.
Very similar to what we do, I wouldn't say college, but mostly a lot of stuff is on the community and throughout British Columbia
as well. Yeah, and so we've covered topics on the ongoing bus pass and the compass card.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and then we've covered some of the things that are out there that people really haven't heard. So, for example, Music Heals. We had someone come in who was actually a CITR alumni. So he Chris Brent, who came in and did an interview with our then access coordinator, Molly McAllister, and Spencer Williams.
Right.
And so he was basically talking about what Music Heals does. And I've never, to be quite honest, I've never heard Music Heals before. So that was, for me, interesting. And I didn't even know that it existed. So, I mean, All Access Pass is great for people to get information that they didn't really know that existed. So basically what Community Living Show is all about, right?
Right. Similar ties, in a way. And what do you do on your off times?
A lot of it, I mean, I go out. I'm out in the community. So I go to the movies or I go malls or anything that I think that's fun to do. So anything that a normal, typical person would do. I like to explore. I like to try new food. making friends, going out with friends. That's what I do. Oh, and then I also have two dogs, so I'm a big animal supporter.
Right.
So I like to do as much as I can to support.
Do you work?
I work with CITR, but that's
just a volunteer, but not a paid position.
No.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully, with CITR, I can advance that.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
we'd love to. Hopefully, there'd be somebody there listening.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What inspires you the most in life?
That's a tough question.
Okay.
but it's a good question. I think just hearing people's stories who have overcome many obstacles and tribulations that, and then, you know, turning their life around with a positive and optimistic attitude really inspires me. And I'm hoping to follow that suit. So just generally, people in mind, I love Mother Teresa and Princess Diana. And I think that they are great people. Unfortunately, they're no longer with us, but,
yes.
Those kind of people I really looked up to, and just some of my friends who, I've seen or heard, you know, that they've gone through so many challenges in life, but have overcome them with a positive outcome and just doing things in life that you can never imagine. And I find that very inspiring.
You brought your assistant along. And her name is?
Jody. Oh, no, my sister.
Your sister?
No, assistant.
Assistant.
Yeah, Stephanie, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's laughing away in the background there.
I thought you said sister.
No, I said assistant.
So.
Attendant or assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so so you brought her along.
Yeah.
You are in a wheelchair. And you're what most people call you, little people?
No, they call a person with a disability.
Just a person with a disability.
Yeah. I've never really got that kind of terminology before from anybody. So I guess My disability is actually metatropic dwarfism. So I guess if anybody were to associate me with anything, like a label, maybe a dwarfism, but I never really got
it. Oh, they never got it.
Yeah.
I see. So she comes around and helps you around. What kind of things does... How many... I mean, do you have her... Do you have anybody else on assistance?
Yeah, well, Spectrum Living Society, which you've heard.
Yeah.
So I have two community support workers that come along that also supports me. But mostly I do a lot of things on my own.
Right.
They just come support me for the physical things because I can't really do those. Like, I don't have long arms to reach out and press buttons or I can't drive myself, so I need someone to do all that kind of things. But as far as, like, doing the work and doing interviews and things like that, I do that on independently. So Stephanie, it's funny how we met. So
yes.
We did a project called UBC Centennial 100th Birthday, where we... did a documentary, a radio documentary, on CITR and how CITR is changing the media mainstream.
Yes.
On bringing in more content for accessibility and disability. And so we met through that, through another teammate of ours. And then we just... went from there. Like, we became good friends, and we discussed doing future projects together. So, and with two of my Spectrum support workers going on holidays, we're trying to figure out how we're gonna work all that, because, you know, I won't be out and about, and so because I knew Stephanie so well, they wanted to bring her in. So she got the full training and everything, and now here it is. Like, Stephanie comes with me. We do a lot of stuff for All Access Pass, because we're still part of the collective for the summer.
And fun stuff, like girl-on-girl stuff?
Pardon?
Girl-on-girl stuff?
Oh, not as much, no? To be quite honest. We've been doing a lot of All Access Pass stuff.
Okay.
Like, getting interviews, doing emailing, you know, doing outreach to get some content. Yeah, we really haven't gone out beyond that.
Not some fun activities and stuff?
Well, I mean, we've gone to malls and things like that, but mostly to do work. And we went to the airport, but again, it's all work-related.
So you tune into the Community Living Show. My name's Kelly, and I'm along with DP. DP?
Yeah.
I always get pronunciations and names wrong, but we're here at TES. Of course, we're on our NCRA radio networks and our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM, and, of course, Co-op Rio, the half-hour show. Any friends outside of Vancouver? Any friends and family you want to have a shout out to?
No, but I just hope that people who are listening can also have the courage to do what you and I do, because we're always looking for new people, new ideas, and it's actually a lot of fun. It's nerve-wracking at first. I'm sure you felt that as well, Kelly. But it's fun and it's rewarding after. And so definitely, if anybody's interested, check out Community Living Show. Come and be part of it. And same goes with All Access Pass. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you also do a program called News 101 from time to time?
Yeah, sometimes. I actually started with News 101.
Yes.
When I first came to CITR, I was doing individual projects for them. So topics that I was interested in. And then once I was done, they would air it whenever they could. And I'll be starting that back in September, hopefully, doing more stuff with News 101. I really seem to miss all that kind of thing. I love doing my individual projects as well. So, stay tuned for that.
Yes. I did a rally on the, what was it? The bus pass program since day one. And I did a reporter for out near Broadway, commercial Broadway SkyTrain station for News 101. And asking the questions, how they felt like, how they eliminating the $45 per year and replacing the, at the time, $52, which they're doing it with the assistant. In the assistant transportation act, and then the $25 is only for people who do have these bus pass cards. And of course, I do have the bus pass for Compass. And of course, the Compass situation. Let me ask you about the Compass card and the Fairgate situation.
Yeah.
I mean, do you, I mean, do you agree on the situation, what's happening with the Fairgates?
I definitely don't agree with the Fairgates. It's funny you bring that up because Monday I actually took a SkyTrain to the airport for All Access Pass. We wanted to do some interviews and things like that.
Right.
And so anyway, I paid my $45 and I'm still waiting in the mail for a Compass card. So but I had the receipt and everything. So each time I had to go through the gate, I had to talk to this TransLink security person and show them the receipt. And so they totally understood and was allowing me to get through the gate. But one thing I noticed is like those gates actually don't open long enough.
No.
So that's a little concerning because, I mean, I don't mind going faster, but the thing is that there's other people around. I don't want to run over them. So,
true.
So that is a little bit concerning, but frustrating as well. Like, I think it doesn't really work, but I mean, that's my opinion.
My other concern is about the handy pass card. I know most people have the handy pass card.
Yeah.
To allow attendants to get on for free for public transit. And mostly myself and my mother would, if she and I go on public transit, she save the Compass card and I carry the Compass card on my own and the handy card.
Yeah.
Because the attendant gets in for free. My concern about the bus pass situation, or not the bus pass, the Fairgate situation, if you were to scan it, you only go in by yourself and you would have and leave the attendant behind, that, you know, the automatic close gate as you go pass through, right?
Yeah.
That's the other concern there.
Well, and for me too, like we went to the airport. Now I'm thinking for someone who, okay, maybe I need assistance, but for someone who's independent, it's a little challenging thing to do by tapping your card. And then where the airport is, there's you actually have to go through two gates. So,
going in and going out.
Yeah, and so my attendant, Stephanie, like, she was with me, so the second gate, she had to press the button, but like it's difficult because it's way across, and so pressing that, she really had to lean over, and then wait for like few seconds or a few minutes for it to open. So it's not only time consuming but patience, and I don't know. I just think it's frustrating and
So what TransLink has making a switch change is they're trying to act a radioactive. Uh-huh. So what you have here is, say, for example, I've got this compass card in your wallet or something like that. So when you go to the entrance, there's a radio scan.
Yeah.
Detects your compass card, and it automatically opens, sensing this compass card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get in. It's a similar thing when it comes out. Do you like that proposal? Or should there be another way of going in and out of wheelchairs? I don't know if it's going to be beneficial for me
mm-hmm. because, I mean, I can't really reach out and hold the card. So it depends on where the height is
mm-hmm.
of scanning that. And also, I mean, we're already dealing with so many challenges. I think this just adds another challenge mm-hmm. where it could be avoided.
How did they get contact you on All Access Pass?
They can contact us at CITR Accessibility Collective at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little long, or .ca, sorry. So any they can contact me or us from that.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach me on Facebook
mm-hmm.
at DP Leil, DEEPILEIHL. Just send me a message, and same go with Stephanie there.
Mm. I really would like to say thank you very much for having on our show, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
That was DP Leil, host of All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned into the Community Living Show that is also on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca and, of course, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. Michael is definitely here. How are you, Michael?
I'm here.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Doing pretty well.
Mm. Do you have any comments on the interview
I like some of what she had to say about the whole bus pass thing and mm-hmm. the fare gates. It's, you know, I can see because she's using a chair, right?
Yeah, an automatic wheelchair.
Yeah, automatic wheelchair. You know, the fare gates don't stay open that long.
No.
And
the attendant will have difficulty sometimes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. there. It's fine if you're able-bodied,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of other hiccups with the thing for those with disabilities. So
yeah, we're going to talk about a bit more on the bus pass program in just a moment. We're way behind schedule for our break, so we will break now. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within. But then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
There we go. You tune into the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and our two flagship stations in Vancouver, Co-op Radio and CITR. I am, of course, Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Rubin. A few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, I asked you if you agree on persons with disabilities, if you agree on eliminating a $45 bus pass to replace the $25 bus pass replacement as an alternative, $25 per month. And of course, I'll be talking this to Peter Bourne because he doesn't, here's the thing, Peter Bourne doesn't even ride a bus. He never takes the bus.
He uses taxis, doesn't he?
He uses taxi fares.
Yeah.
So, in other words, he's going to get the $77 instead of the usual bus pass situation, which is, of course, $25 per month, which is totally different because he does a little thing called the transportation assistant, the assistant transportation thing. So it's a little different than what I normally ride on public transit. So it's a little different there. Anyways, the question was, do you agree on the eliminating of the $45 monthly pass? I got one from Paul Gilbert from Victoria, who said, people with disabilities on PWD paid $45 annually for the bus pass that expires December of 2016. But beginning in September 1st, the $52 per month will be deducted to pay for the monthly bus pass from checks for something they've already paid. That's about $208 per bus pass from September to December that will be collected. 35,000 currently have the bus pass, which means the province will claw back about $7,280,000. And that's coming from Paul Gilbert. Gazy River, who wrote, absolutely not. There are many reasons. One, we are encouragingly underfunded and forced to live far below the poverty line in long-term poverty to left to suffer all the well-proven navigated effects for poverty if we cannot work at all. Number two, we live near the 8,000 year below Canada status LICO. What's LICO stand for? The Canadian status of LICO. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Well, we're about to find out what the abbreviations, unless you email us at communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Three, we are forced to take the CPP early, those of losing in brackets dollar signs. Number four, our CPP, Canadian Pension Plan, which we earned, is taken away from us. Number five, we've already paid in full color, in full of our 2016 bus pass, which already expiry date of December 31st, 2016. Now that the pass will be taken away. So those are a few examples there. I will read some more after we take a short break. Thank you very much to the people of our half-hour station. We will be back again next week with Michael Rubin. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. And, of course, we will be back with station ID in just a moment.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Welcome back to the program. LCIO is low income cutoff. Am I right, Michael?
Correct.
Okay, so we got that cleared up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're tuning in to the Beginning 11 show on our hour show. Where were we? Number five. It says we already paid full of our 2016 bus pass, which had an expiry rate of December 31st. Now that the bus pass is taken away, unless we agree to be changed for another $208 for September through December 2016. That's number five for the many reasons on the PWD plan. Number six, the annual transportation costs will rise about 1,000... No, what? No. Well, it says 1,386%. Oh, my goodness. That's more than 100%. Wow. 45 out of 624. That's what he, Gazelle is saying. Number seven, our funding is not indexed to inflation rate and or cost of living. Number eight, any medical expenses previously covered are no longer, example, certain blood tests, drugs, and all sorts of stuff. Number nine, the ministry fee pays to dentists is below what the majority dentists now change per adapt those. Thus, we have to pay the balance for each appointment. And of course, there are 12 reasons Gazette River has proposed of what are the reasons not to, to agree on the PWD plan. Anyways, that's from Gazette. And then I've got one more from C. Walker, who's asking, what plan? The one where rates are so low, they encourage depressed people to want to commit suicide. Or perhaps the plan to make sure nobody on PWD can afford a place to rent? Perhaps you mean the plan where PWD planned to have up to 100,000 in assets, but have little or no ability to get a job. A job? Question mark there. Food bank expenses? Clawback? Ripping people off for 4 months of bus pass they already paid for? Just the plan what you were referring to. There you go. Thank you to all of our people who wrote back. And hopefully we'll do another question soon. not for a long time, but soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe Michael has a question, some question you might want to put up on yeah, the email sometime.
There might be another question to be asked. Yep.
Yeah. So. Thank you for all your emails replies.
Yeah.
So there you go, and I will be away for a month. until September 10th. Well, 10th, I mean, when I do my late night show, by me on the 8th. I will return on the 8th, September 8th.
September 8th, okay.
After Labor Day.
Cool.
So, what have you got in store for us today?
For today?
Yeah. You mentioned you were going to bring a special guest on.
I've been trying to, there's a couple of guests I've been trying to get on. One is an author. Her name is Valerie Shepherd. and she wrote a book, and she teaches in a university in California. I wasn't able to work it out with her for today. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have her on while you're gone.
Okay.
There's a musician that I'm trying to get on. He has Parkinson's disease. He's actually was a international recording artist, and he still produces music even with the Parkinson's and everything. Want to have him come on and just talk about how he, you know, he copes and deals with things, and with him being a successful music producer, he's doing more than just coping, right?
Right.
So, and Parkinson's, that's not an easy thing to just, not an easy hurdle to jump over, right?
Mm.
So want to have him come on and talk about how he actually gets over that hurdle.
Okay.
So, yeah. For today, I wasn't able to get that particular author on today for because it's an inspiring book.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull up the name of her book really quickly here.
Okay.
So,
well, while you're at it, you want to do a little discussion on Autism Speaks?
Yes.
Okay, so this one is published on July 1st on YouTube. Don Ryan, the Vice President of National Care Advisors, educate families on what funding streams may be available to them and how to access those oftentimes much-needed funds. More than 300 people travel from 5 different states to attend the first special needs conference at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center in National Harbor, Maryland. So the next thing you will hear is Don Ryan, the Vice President of the Gaylord National Resort.
So my name is Don Ryan. I got my shtick polished now, so this will be really good. So be prepared to be amazed or whatever. My favorite question I get from people is, are you a male nurse? Why, yes. Yes, I am. Yeah, I am a nurse, and I also happen to be a guy. So I do meet that bill. I am a male nurse. I'm a nurse with National Care Advisors. I've been practicing nursing for 28 years, case management for 23, special needs case management for 12. I love working with people with special needs, and I love working with their families. And so I'm very excited to work with all of you today and talk to you and hear about what's going on in your lives with your family members. The company I work for is National Care Advisors. I think there's a little do-what-diddy in the handout, so I won't bore you with that. I'm going to do my do-what-diddy for 10 minutes, and then I want to hear what you have to say. Because the collective wisdom in here is going to be far greater than what I have, and you guys deal with the stuff on a personal, daily basis. And one of my favorite sessions I had when I was at this conference in California was where someone more facilitated a discussion and helped us learn from each other. And so that's kind of my goal here today is to talk a little bit and get things going and then hear what your experience has been and what you've done, okay? All right, so here we go. There is a three-pronged approach to special needs planning. The first prong is legal. The legal aspect is pretty well codified. You really can't, you know, there's everything's written down. There are rules, there are statutes, those are kind of things. Likewise with the financial route. You went to hear Riley and talked about special needs trust, federal laws for special needs trust, the D4A and the D4C trust. Again, it's all pretty well codified, pretty straightforward. The third prong is the care area. And since I'm the nurse, that's what I'm gonna talk about, right? Because nurses care. I always chuckle when I see that bumper sticker that says nurses care. It's a head scratcher. That's like in a bumper sticker that says accountant's ad, you know?
And we're going to take a break. We'll continue on with this segment. Did you find out anything you wanted to?
Yeah. The name of the book is Happy, Living Happy to Be Me.
Okay.
And it's by Valerie Renee Shepherd.
All right.
Okay.
You're tuned into the Community Living Show. We will be back on the NCI Radio Networks. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
We're back.
Yep, we're back.
Hey, you tune in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our Vancouver stations, Co-op Radio, which we already had. Now it's CITR 101.9 FM. Kelly here along with Michael. We're listening to a discussion on Don Ryan. Of course, he's the Vice President of the National Care Advisors. And the streams of availability through families with autism. So if you want to go more information about Autism Speaks, the website is www.autismspeaks.com. Now here, we're not going to play the full half hour of the show. If you want to check it out, go to youtube.com and search word for Don Ryan Discuss Funding Streams Available to Families. Here we go.
Of course, nurses care. It's what we do, right? And so, the care aspect is the most squishy one, right? Because you wing it a lot. How many are parents of a special needs child? A child, or children who deal with a parent? Okay, so we're all parents with kids. Okay, so here's what I've seen in my years of dealing with individuals and families with special needs. As the quality of life of the child with special needs does this, the primary caregiver's does this. There is an inverse correlation between quality of life for the individual with special needs and quality of life for the primary caregiver. Why? Because that caregiver, especially if it's a parent, is pouring themselves into that kid and into that kid and into that kid to make the best quality of life. And what we're going to talk about today is some resources that may be available to help you spend more time as mom and dad or grandma or grandpa or whatever and less time as a caregiver, because we want to help you kind of shift that role back and get more quality of life. Okay? So There are essential third-party benefits that are available to individuals with disabilities. The first one is Supplemental Security Income, SSI. Who is familiar with SSI? Who has applied for SSI? Who hated themselves after they did it? Right? It's not fun. SSI, you must meet the federal disability, a definition for disability, and be impoverished. The cap in 2016 is $733 per month. You may live in a state that has a stipend on top of that. Florida has one, New York has one, California has one. How many people are Marylanders? How many people are Virginia? How many people are from the district? No one from, oh, do we have one from the district? Only every, the first one I left out the district and they were ready to stone me. And so I make sure I ask now. So none of these immediate areas have the stipend, but you may move or live in somewhere that does. It must be used for essential food, housing, care, those kind of things. How many people are representative payees for somebody who receives SSI? Your representative payee, right? I'm gonna do a little free consulting for you. Are you ready? Free, I don't give away stuff, so take this all in. Every year you get a form from the Social Security Administration. It says, how much money did this person receive in supplemental security income benefits, right? And how much, familiar with that form? You gotta fill it out and turn it back in, I'm gonna help you out. The line, the first line, it says, how much did they receive in supplemental security income benefits? For algebra purposes, we'll call that X. Where it says, how much did you spend for their direct benefit? That number should also be X. You got this much, you spent this much. In reality, you spent this much and a whole lot more, right? But if you put yes, this number, X, and sign it and send it in and make your life easier. I know people who pore over receipts like it's a tax return. Whoa. Don't do it. It's a one-page form for a reason. You got this much, you spent this much, and a whole lot of my own money, taking care of this person and send it back. It's a real easy, it'll take you 5 minutes to fill out, okay? You spend all their money on them and a lot of your money too, okay? SSI is great, but with SSI comes Medicaid. Medicaid is the real golden goose that you want, right? Medicaid is the most comprehensive insurance plan in the United States of America. Outside of New Jersey, New York, Vermont, and California, it's the only insurance plan that pays for home nursing care, right? It is generous. It pays for everything, right? That's one side of the sword. The other side of the sword is the network has about 6 people in it, right? You can find a primary care doctor. Suppose I have a child who is on the more severe end of the autism spectrum and needs to have sedation when they go see their dentist. I need to find a dentist who does sedation who takes Medicaid. Let me know how that works out for you. That list is extremely small. I need somebody who does pediatric neurosurgery, pediatric vascular surgery, any of these really subspecialties, really small subspecialties. Sometimes it's tough to find somebody who takes Medicaid. My advice to you is go to a major teaching hospital. If they take federal reimbursement for Medicaid, and they do, you may get a resident, but the resident has to be supervised by an attending, and that's where you're gonna find those services. I live in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Has anybody ever heard of Mount Vernon, Ohio? Thank God, the first room, nobody's heard of Mount Vernon, Ohio. I'm afraid I got stalkers here or something. See? Right, Mount Vernon, Ohio is 52 miles northeast of Columbus. So I live in Knox County. Knox County has 50,000 people in it. There are blocks around here that have 50,000 people in them. So when people who live in my area need those type of services, I send them to Columbus. Go to Ohio State, go to Nationwide Children's, where those services are available. Because if you live in an outlying or rural area, you're gonna have a hard time finding those services, especially at a Medicaid provider. So direct people to major teaching hospitals. That's the best place to find those services. Medicaid waivers and developmental disability waivers. Again, the person must be impoverished, qualify for Medicaid. Community-based service waivers. All you Marylanders, you know that Maryland does have an autism waiver? Yes? You know how many slots are in that waiver? 1,100. You know what the waiting list is? 7 years. So here's my advice to you. Apply for waivers early and often. And in Virginia, you don't have an autism waiver specifically, but you do have an intellectual disability waiver, sir?
You said often? Do you really need to?
Oh, yeah, I follow up, yeah. Where am I at? Don't actually reapply often. My apologies. Don't create multiple applications. Yeah. Shotgun approach, that's exactly right. I had a case in South Carolina I was telling this group about, the last group about. South Carolina has 13 waivers that were available. This guy qualified for 9. Guess how many waivers I applied for?
13.
9. Only qualified for 9. It was a trick question. It's all right. Apply for everything. Here's why. Waivers, depending on their funding, will cover different things. Some may be capped, like they'll offer $32,000 or $35,000 or $40,000 of services a year. Some may be uncapped, which means, baby, we're going to town, right? Say you get accepted into, or your child gets accepted into a capped waiver, take it. Doesn't mean you come off the list for the other ones. So take it, right? Now your child comes up and is eligible for an uncapped waiver, right? Now you decide which waiver works, because you can't be on two waivers at once. Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that one. If you accept one, do you go back to the end of the line on the other?
No. Okay. Just stay right where you are. And then because the criteria is all differently, so they've got a different pool. If you come up to one, now it's uncapped and it covers a bunch of other stuff that I didn't have covered before, I decide which waiver works for me. If you give this waiver up, guess what? There's a whole line of people waiting for that waiver slot. It'll get filled, I promise. Don't feel bad. Oh, I feel like I'm bad. I'm giving away this waiver slot. Trust me, the person who's the next in line does not feel bad because they're going to get that waiver. So apply for everything. And as you get things, or you may get an uncapped one, and then you qualify for a capped one, you can turn it down. There's no harm, no foul in going, we're going to just keep this waiver because this one works for us. Do the best thing that works for you. This will be a recurring theme in what I say today, right? So my company, we're nurses and consultants and whatnot, and we advocate, and we're good at it, and that's what we do. We will never be as good as you as advocates, because as parents, you have skin in the game. You're going to be the best advocates for your kids. Period, ma'am.
These waivers.
Yes.
Uh huh. What do they cover?
Right. So it depends on the waiver. I told when you're looking, Google is your friend, right? So say I live in Virginia, HCBS, Home and Community Based Services. If you type in HCBS waiver Virginia, you'll come up and you'll get the page from the state welfare agency that covers those, and that'll tell you. Some will cover rehabilitation, some will cover home nursing care, some will cover home modifications if you need those. And so it just really depends. As the waivers are funded, they are funded to cover different things. And so you may qualify for any number of them. Look them over and see what, I had one case where we're really sharp in Pennsylvania where they had a capped waiver, but it paid for home modifications. So they, you know, redid a bathroom, and this person was in a wheelchair, so they made a zero threshold bathroom, all that good stuff, and then came available for another waiver. Well, you know, they got everything they needed out of this waiver, tossed it aside, took the new waiver. No harm, no foul in that. Those state dollars are available for you to make your life easier. Take them, okay? So when you take whatever waiver you get, and then as you find yourself eligible for multiple waivers, compare and contrast and go, this works for me, this doesn't so much work for me, and take what works for you. Right, right. So some waivers are available like only for people with traumatic brain injury, right? Some are spinal cord injury. Some states have HIV waivers and those kind of things. But things that are just general disability or intellectual disability waivers, that's all fair game, okay? Yeah.
I'm an educator, uh-huh. So I've told my parents to apply for waivers.
Yes. Too much money?
Yeah.
And then the other parents are like, but it's not based on their money, it's based on their child's money, and the child doesn't have any income.
Depends.
Are there different waivers? Is that
where the... Yeah, it depends. Some huh?
I was saying, but as a parent, it's hard because it's a child with a disability now.
Right, right.
So we're charged because we make so much money.
That's it. That's it. And so a lot of these things require Medicaid eligibility. And it's one of those catch-22s. Some don't, though, but there are few and far between, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
The child has to be on Medicaid. So here's something I talked about in the second session. Nobody here lives in Pennsylvania, right? Pennsylvania has what's called a loophole. Any child with a recognized disability qualifies for Medicaid irrespective of their parents' income from 0 to age 18.
What?
Yeah. Shall we all call the moving company together? Pennsylvania has a Medicaid medical assistance loophole. Any child with a disability qualifies for Medicaid irrespective of the parents' income. And when that kid turns 18, guess how much money that kid has? Zero. Do they qualify for Medicaid on their own? They sure do. So it's kind of seamless. Everybody's moving to Pennsylvania. I'm gonna call Governor Wolf and go, you need to send some flow my way, because I'm in. Right. So there are states that do have like the loophole and whatnot. Yeah. Allegheny County, what's the chap? So there are some unique circumstances to your states, but usually Medicaid eligibility in Pennsylvania, for whatever reason, I live in Ohio. Ohio doesn't do that. The other thing is if you are, remember when the Affordable Care Act was passed, it expanded the eligibility for Medicaid. So now there are more people eligible for Medicaid, which is great because they're insured, but it also opens up some programming issues too. So that's something to consider.
I'm sorry, but we have to leave it there. That was Don Ryan discuss the funding streams available to families. You can search that through YouTube. Of course, he's the vice president of National Care Advisors, educated families on what funding streams may be available to them and how to access those oftentimes much needed funds. You can also check out Autism Speaks, www.autismspeaks.org. That's it for me.
Yeah.
The ship is yours.
For all 4 minutes.
For
right
next
now.
Few weeks.
Yeah. Well, I hope to have some really good interviews come in and, you know, get some good information in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Our webmail address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com.
And be sure to check us out on Facebook also.
Yeah. Community Living at C Living Radio on Twitter and on Facebook, youtube.com/group/ Community Living Radio Show.
Yep.
So, again, I'm away, so hope to...
Well, have fun.
I will. Yeah. And I will be listening to the show, and I will be... There'll be from time to time I will upload the podcast through the NCRA program exchange. So,
yes, that's important stuff.
Yeah, all the important stuff. So, see you all again next week.
All right.
And I'll see you again in September. See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do. We shall overcome together. we shall overcome someday. We shall all be free. We shall all be free. We shall all be free someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall all be free someday. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace someday.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Hi, we're Owls by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR
101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah!